If you're looking for an affordable carry firearm and you want the security and accuracy of the time-tested 1911 pistol, choose Citadel. Lightweight, sturdy, and available in 9mm or 45 ACP, the Citadel delivers right out of the box, with features usually reserved for custom pistols. The officer's model is perfect for concealed carry and is available through Legacy Sports International. Visit LegacySports.com to find a dealer today.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio. Educating, informing,
and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Walters. Filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities around the country, I am Mark Walters. Doing that every single week, every single day, actually, when you consider Armed American Radio's daily defense. We are educating, informing, and entertaining you as a lawfully armed, responsible gun owner 6 days a week. And when you consider some of the programs are delayed, some of them run over, it's 7 days a week. This voice is somewhere across the country, all hours of the day and night, educating, informing, and entertaining gun owners from coast to coast. And I love it. Couldn't be more proud of it. Been doing this now for heading into nine on April 27th. We will begin our ninth year. That will, of course, be our eighth year anniversary. After that, we begin moving into our ninth year. It's absolutely wonderful. The show has grown from a one-hour broadcast heard inside the confines of the perimeter, if you know anything about Atlanta, inside the 285 wall that surrounds the city years ago, and has grown rapidly to become one of the fastest-growing radio programs in the nation. Heard on close to 200 radio stations, newest affiliates lined up just recently in Knoxville, Tennessee, Dover, New Hampshire, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You're listening and tuned in. Wonderful to have you guys here. WTKK, Big Clear Channel, iHeart Station, I should say, over in Raleigh, Durham, and new stations taking the program just about every single week. You know who you are. It's great to be here with you. I got to point out, I got an email from someone who said to me, "Hey, man, I just found your program a couple days or a couple weeks back. Really enjoy the show." And he said, "I love your radio personality," to which I said, "Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that very much." He says, "But I got to tell you, I'm canceling the podcast subscription, man. Just too many commercials. And I can't take it. I have other podcasts I listen to that, you know, don't have any commercials. And I just can't take it. I've turned, you know, about four other gun lovers onto your podcast, and they've said the same thing. It's too many commercials." So I answered the emailer kindly and told him and reminded him, this is not a podcast. This is a very large nationally syndicated radio broadcast heard on hundreds of affiliates in hundreds of cities around the country live. Now, maybe some of you get it delayed. Now, those of you who can't listen live on a station near you, we put the show up in podcast form, and we do not cut the commercials out, because we owe that to our sponsors. This program is no different than any other radio show or television show that you listen to that is supported by sponsors whenever you watch television. And my suggestion to the emailer was, if you're listening to it on the podcast, you know that little dot that you can slide over and you don't want to listen to the commercials? You're doing yourself a disservice, because there's always cool stuff on there. Slide it over and don't listen to it. It's pretty simple to do. But understand that we have sponsors, because this is the real deal. The show is airing on radio stations around the country. It's not a podcast. It's not somebody sitting in their basement putting it up there on an iTunes app. We put it up there for you to listen to as a courtesy for the many, 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 many thousands of folks who can't listen to it live. Now, we have a new app out, USCCA Concealed Carry app, that has an Armed American Radio section to it. I didn't mention anything about it in the first 2 hours, and I wasn't going to until there were some bugs, and not some bugs, but there's a listen live function in there that isn't yet quite operable. The daytime show, from what I understand, is now you're able to listen to it live. So make sure to download the app. It's got tremendous information. But this program requires a different feed to do so. So we're working on that right now. And it is available only in iTunes right now, but man, I'm telling you, go out and get it. I've got it. The reciprocity maps are really something. I've already used it multiple times. Very cool to have. You can read Concealed Carry Magazine, highlighted columns on there, and all that other fun stuff, okay? So make sure to check out the app, USCCA Concealed Carry app. There is an Armed American Radio function in there. You can go in and listen to every one of the recorded programs, and they pop up quickly. The audio quality is huge. It's taken us a while to get the app together, but we do now, and it's absolutely wonderful. So enjoy that. U.S. Concealed Carry, USCCA Concealed Carry app on the App Store. It will be available for all you Android users and Googles and everything else very, very soon. Not sure, but you make sure you just know that when it's ready to go, I'll be the first one to let you know, okay? So I do appreciate the email very much, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to explain that to you. Gosh, I wish I could fast-forward through the commercial. Oh, you mean when I DVR them? I can. Okay, come on, man, get real. It's a radio program. We have sponsors. Of course there are going to be commercials. We are no different than any other radio program that you listen to. And it's interesting. It's not the only email I've had to that effect. The fun part about it is that means the content is so darn good, you can't handle the commercials. I love that. I take that as a compliment. All right, we're going to continue this hour. Legalese, absolutely love these segments of Armed American Radio. Legalese, very, very important, and here's why. Millions of you have a firearm or a concealed carry permit over the last nightmare of the 8 years from what's-his-face. What's-his-face is gone. Millions more of you purchased handguns. Many more of you have concealed carry permits. And that's great. That's what we talk about here all the time. It's what we're educating, informing, and entertaining you about. But part of my responsibility is that education aspect of it. And let me tell you something. When you strap a firearm onto your hip, you have a deadly instrument on your hip. Make no mistake about that. I hope to God you're not carrying it to make a political statement. And I'm not, when we go into the legalese, I'm not going to talk too much about the open. I might go into it a little bit today, but not really the tactics. I want to talk with you about the lawful use and what can happen to you if you carry a firearm and, God forbid, have to deploy that firearm in defense of your life. I did. And thank God I never had to pull the trigger. And I can tell you that my life changed the moment that happened. And believe you me, it would have changed significantly more had I had to squeeze that trigger. But make no mistake, I would have. Because I had already made the decision to go home to my 2-week-old daughter and my wife that moment in time. And I was going to do it at those two individuals' expense, if that's what they wished upon themselves. Fortunately, they saw the light and lived to tell about it, hopefully, and stop their future actions. Not so sure about that. My next guest, we're going to spend the rest of the hour with him, Derek DeBross. And we'll give you a little bit of background. Derek is a licensed Ohio attorney with a firearms legal practice emphasizing gun rights restoration. You hear that? Derek began his law practice immediately after law school in 2008 when he graduated from Regent University School of Law. He also holds a BA from Ohio State University. I'm a Michigan fan. I won't hold that against him. His practice not only focuses on rights restoration, but also a variety of other firearms-related matters from NFA issues and FFL representation, Federal Firearms Licensees, National Firearm Act. He's represented both individual, corporate, and grassroots organizational firearms clients in both federal and state court. Before entering into law school, Derek served a combat tour with a transportation company in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom. He received various military accolades, including Combat Action Badge, Army Commendation Medal, and Iraq Campaign Medal. Mr. DeBross is licensed to practice in all Ohio state and federal courts, the U.S. Supreme Court, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit, the U.S. Army Court of Criminal Appeals, U.S. Navy Marine Corps Court of Criminal Appeals, U.S. Air Force Court of Criminal Appeals, U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces. He is an NRA Benefactor Life member, NRA Golden Eagle member, NRA firearms instructor as I am, a Glock Advanced Armor, Smith & Wesson M&P Armor, Duty Knife Instructor, Defensive Edge Certified Armor and Precision Rifle, AR-15, M4, M16, LEO Shotgun, and a member of various other pro-Second Amendment organizations. He also enjoys tactical firearms training on his free time, backpacking, scuba diving, whitewater rafting, and anything outdoor related. Derek, welcome to the program, brother. If I went on any more with your resume, I'd have to call the hour quits. How's it going?
I'm doing well.
I don't hold the Ohio State thing against you, brother. Lots of family, big Ohio State fans, but I did a few years in in Michigan in very formative years from like 9 to 15, and it kind of cemented my Wolverine fan status. You know what I mean?
It cemented your ability to just take losses on a regular basis.
You're absolutely correct about that. And I'll date myself. That was good. I'll date myself by saying those were back in the Bo Schembech or Woody Hayes days, okay? So it's been a while, but it never goes away. It never does. Okay, tell me something. What is, you're an attorney at practice emphasizing gun rights restoration. What does that mean?
So a lot of what I've done and cultivated my practice to focus on is assisting people who have had poor counsel or find themselves victims of changes in the law where they've been charged with a certain crime in the past and find themselves now, later on in life, discovering that they cannot own firearms for a variety of reasons. And it's an extremely complicated area of the law because you're dealing with the intersection of state and federal law.
Right.
I've been able to create a niche practice that just helps people parse out that stuff and utilize the court system so they can reinstate their rights and enjoy
to their advantage.
Liberties that we all have.
All right, when we come back from the break, I wanted to lay that out for you. You know who Derek is. When we come back, we're going to get down right into the meat of this stuff. What can we do? What can't we do? Why can we do it? Why can't we do it? Is this a good idea? And you're going to hear some stories, some real-life stuff. You know, when you're carrying a firearm, you'd better pay attention to this stuff. Critical, critical, critical. Back right after this with Derek DeBras.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours. Thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today. And there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeThereProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeThereProtector.com. That's BeThereProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Mike Gallagher, you know, Dayton, Ohio boy, Chaminade High School graduate, one of my favorite people. He's a great guy all the way around, a good friend. Proud to be able to call him a good friend. And as far as I'm concerned, one of the greatest radio hosts ever. Love listening to Mike Gallagher. So if you have an opportunity to tune him in, Eastern 9 to noon, 6 to 9 on the West Coast every morning, man, you'll get your dose. You can, of course, watch him on Fox TV and Fox News as well. Derek, welcome back to the program. I'm talking with attorney, self-defense attorney, Derek DeBrosse. Derek, okay, let me go back to this restoration thing, if we could. I think that's important because listeners on this program hear me talk about restoring gun rights all the time. You know that our gun rights have been chipped away over the years, and we're not fighting for advancing. We're fighting to restore our rights. You're doing that with individual clients who what? Lost them? Can you give us an example?
There's a multitude of examples. The most difficult one, at least in the state of Ohio, is somebody that's going through a nasty divorce and their spouse, significant other, you know, alleges that they harmed them in some manner. And domestic violence laws the way they are now, at least in the state of Ohio, if there's a report made, they're going to arrest you. And if you can't afford to hire an attorney or not a decent attorney because you're already spending thousands of dollars on your divorce, you're going to take a plea, and generally that will result in the loss of your Second Amendment rights for a misdemeanor offense under the Lautenberg Amendment from 1996 on the Gun Control Act. So what I do is I utilize the court systems and various processes to try and get those gun rights back for people like that.
All right, so wait a minute. Now, I'm going to be a little sarcastic here. I'll tell you that in advance. I've not talked to you on the radio before, so I don't want you to – I'm not talking to you, but I'm going to ask a sarcastic question, and that is – you mean to tell me that there are significant others out there, former significant others in this case, who would actually use a nasty divorce to come after their ex-spouses knowing it would harm them, and we need to be prepared for that, or we need to know that that could – my gosh, that really happens?
People are people, right? I mean, human nature. divorce is a very common case I deal with. You know, things get inflated if there's a battle or a fight within the relationship. The cops are called, things happen, and before you know it, the person who called the cops is so far into their story they're not going to back out of it, and then their significant other is eventually convicted of a crime. And then you're going to lose their Second Amendment rights for the rest of their life. And it's very difficult to fix those issues.
The Lautenberg Amendment. I want you, if you would, to please tell listeners a little bit about the amendment. We've talked about it briefly on the program in the past, but let's hear it from you. What exactly did the Lautenberg Amendment do? Because in a nutshell, misdemeanor, Second Amendment, what?
So, yeah, 1996, they amended the 1968 Gun Control Act. Senator Lautenberg, who I believe is still a senator, don't quote me on that, but I believe he is, proposed this bill, and it basically deems anybody that's been convicted of a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence prohibited from having firearms under federal law. If you're caught with a gun after you've been convicted of such a crime, it's, I believe, up to 10 years in prison, $250,000 fine, I believe. So essentially, in a nutshell, you know, the case law has been developed over the years. There was a recent case last year the Supreme Court held on the Castleman case that even if, you know, so much as a scratch against my spouse is enough convicting of domestic violence, it does take away my gun rights. So, you know, you just got to be really, really careful when you're dealing with the court system. You hire an attorney who just pleads you out to something like assault, it's still under federal law considered a domestic violence offense. A lot of attorneys don't know that. In Ohio, disorderly conduct by the federal government oftentimes is even looked at as a domestic violence offense if the victim is of the proper relationship. So it's really important that when you're facing a criminal charge, even if it's not a self-defense case, your gun rights could be impacted. And a lot of defense attorneys don't address that issue. They address your liberty issue. Let's keep him out of prison. Let's keep him out of jail.
Right.
Let's make sure he keeps his job. They forget, you know, the Second Amendment, you know, it's right next to the First. They always forget, you know, how could this affect those rights? And they end up pleading him out to something without having full knowledge of the law. And before you know it, they're calling their attorney a year later saying, I get denied a gun. What the hell did you do to me?
Yeah, and it's so they're going to try to blame somebody else. We've seen these cases many, many, many times. Let me set the record straight on Frank Lautenberg. Frank Lautenberg died in 2013. He's no longer a New Jersey senator, of course. But this amendment is being used now, Derek, as you know, by anti-gun groups around the country. You know, they're for example, National Reciprocity, we're hearing some of this, okay, where the fear that they're throwing out, that the anti-gun groups like Everytown for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action, what a silly name that is too, by the way, are out there saying things along the lines of your state is now going to be required to allow domestic abusers from other states to come in and carry firearms and so forth, and states with lax gun laws, ignoring the fact that concealed carry permit holders are proven to be the safest and most responsible of all law-abiding Americans across the country. So they use this, the domestic abuse, right? Domestic abuse, nobody wants to get painted with this. And the enemies of our freedoms know that. And then, boom, like you just said, here a guy cops it out, it's a misdemeanor, it's no big deal, I've spent, you know, my gosh, he or she's getting half of what I got anyway. Let me just get out of this. So that's common, right?
Right. Very common. And the anti-gun left, I mean, this is nonsensical nonsense. It's
right.
Complete garbage. And they don't sit across from these people like I do. They don't see the pain on these people's faces. They grew up hunting with their grandfather. Now, all of a sudden, because they didn't do what they should have done, didn't have money to hire an attorney, they can't own guns. And these people they're not evil people. Not like, you know, I'm not representing people that beat their wives to a bloody pulp. You know, these are just
right.
People that are just trying to do the right thing. They just found themselves in a bad situation. So, you know, what they want to do on the left is paint everybody with one broad stroke, and you can't do that. These cases are so individualized.
How common is this, Derek? Tell me something. Obviously, you make a living doing this. How common is this? You see this? Can you give me some indication that this is frequent or some kind of barometer here?
Depending on the state, I mean, the state of Ohio, it's common. It is very common. A lot of times people get charged the best of violence. If it's their first and only offense, they'll probably plead it up to an attempted assault, which is still a disability under a case from 2008, the U.S. v. Hayes case. That basically says it doesn't have to be called domestic violence. It just has to have an element of violence. And the victim's got to be of the proper family relationship. So assault, attempted assault, battery in some states, disorderly conduct in some instances, anything that has some sort of element of violence in the family relationship is there, it applies.
Yeah, this is scary stuff, man. It really is. It's people that look. If you carry a firearm, if you own a firearm, you need to be aware of this. And some of this stuff is difficult to talk about, obviously, because we're not sitting here. Believe me, Derek. Somebody out there right now is going, listen to these two guys talking about wanting to give guns to all these domestic abusers. That's what they're saying. There are people listening right now across the country saying that you defend domestic abuse. I'm telling you, that's the way the left would twist it. That's the way they would put it out there. They would ignore this part of the conversation. They don't want anything to do with that. That's the way they put their lie out, as you were just talking about, that you know, they couldn't be further from the truth when it comes to this stuff. But again, let's go into, and I've got 30 seconds now, I'm being told, so let me set up the next question for you. So now you got some guy, you know, some poor slack that's now, he's had no choice. He pled out because he couldn't afford it anymore. Maybe he took a plea and now he needs your help. And he's like, man, oh man, this guy took me to the cleaners. I need help. I can't go hunting with my dad. I can't touch a firearm. So when we come back from the break, I want to ask you, what do you do? What's the steps? I know it's relative to Ohio, and I can't paint everything across the country hypothetical, and I'm not asking you to do that. But give us the idea of what happens in Ohio, what we have to go through to restore our rights once we've lost them. When we come back with attorney Derek DeBrosse up in Ohio right after this. We'll be back after these messages.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
USCCA.com. Not only that, I'm telling you, pick that app up, USCCA Concealed Carry app. Everything about the organization is in there. The reciprocity maps are there. You put in your own state, what other licenses you might have, automatically pops up your reciprocity everywhere else. The USCCA law is represented. We're talking with one of the attorneys, Derek DeBrose, right now. Before I get back to Derek, let me quick read an email I just got from Fort Myers, Florida, regarding the last hour. Greetings from Fort Myers, Florida. So I was listening to your program via the TuneIn radio app. I just want to let you know that the hero who saved our LEO law enforcement officer down in Florida on the side of the road that we were talking about, had his gun confiscated, as it is protocol for the investigation. Our local Shoot Straight gun store offered the man a free gun as a replacement to his gun so he would not be unarmed while the investigation was ongoing. Thought you might like to know this information if you had not already known it. My wife and I are law-abiding CCW holders and think very highly of Shoot Straight for their actions in this matter. Glad I found your program, sir. We'll listen as I am able. God bless. Scotty in Virginia, Anderson, Fort Myers, Florida. So, thank you very much for the email, you guys. Scotty in Virginia, appreciate it. I was aware of that. We did talk about it on the daytime show. That man is nothing short of a hero. And God bless Shoot Straight for doing what they did. I know Shoot Straight well. Have shot at their facilities throughout the state. You know, great news, and I appreciate you letting me know that. Yes, that was quite the move on their part. Okay, back to Derek. Derek DeBrose in Ohio. All right, Derek, where I left off, restoration of gun rights. So you've got a case now where somebody has had their gun rights taken because of what you said, a plea. We'll just leave it at that without going into too much hypothetical detail. And now they come to you and say, man, what in the world? I'm screwed here. What do I do? What process do you have to go through in Ohio to fix this problem?
So, yeah, every state is very, very different. The federal government, the law looks to the state, right? As we say, the jurisdiction where the proceedings arose, and our hypothetical, that's the state of Ohio. With regards to misdemeanor crimes and mixed violence, it's actually, at least in the state of Ohio and in a lot of states, much more difficult to fix than a felon. I oftentimes start the conversation with the client and say, it would have been a lot better if you actually had, you know, been convicted of a felony, believe it or not.
Let me stop you. Why? Why is that? Because I'm sure a lot of people are doing like me, scratching my head going, wait a minute. I took the misdemeanor because I didn't want the felony. Now you're telling me what? It would have been easier if I was a felon. Could you explain?
For the limited purpose of getting your gun rights back, yes, in the state of Ohio, there's a clear path for felons to get their gun rights back in the state of Ohio. It's a very simple application that we do. I shouldn't say simple, but there's a very clear path. The misdemeanors, state of Ohio doesn't take away your gun rights. When federal government's looking at if you have a restoration, it has nothing to do with your gun rights. It has to do with your three core civil rights. And that's your right to hold office, serve on a jury, and vote. And the statute's very clear. You have to lose those rights in order to get them restored. Ohio doesn't take away those rights for a misdemeanor. So because you've never lost them, you can never get them restored. So there is no restoration process in Ohio to give you back your rights for a misdemeanor. So we have to basically go back in time and change the history of the case, which is very difficult to do through a very similar process that people on death row would use, known as a set aside to a plea or a motion for a new trial. Very difficult to do. Typically only win those cases if there was some sort of ineffective counsel at the trial, or if you get the prosecutor to go along with it, which does happen from time to time, but it's very, very difficult to do.
All right, what's the takeaway for the listener in a case like this? And I'm going to stretch this to everywhere, okay? Nobody wants to plead to anything that they're not guilty of. Nobody does. And I'm assuming from what I hear from you in some cases that I guess where I'm going here is, did they not do something right out of the box that they should have done to avoid putting themselves in the position? That's the advice I want to get out there.
They married the wrong person, probably.
Okay.
It's getting – when you pick an attorney, and gun rights are important to you. Some clients, they don't care about gun rights, and that's fine. But if they're important to you, you got to make sure your attorney knows what they're talking about with federal law and not only state law. That's really important. And you need to make it clear to your attorney, exceptionally clear. And, in fact, I put it in writing in case it turns out that the advice he or she gave you was not correct. But make it very clear that you do not want your gun rights to be sacrificed at the behest of a plea deal, at least unless you're fully informed that it's going to happen. I see that time and time again. Well, my attorney told me this, or my attorney didn't advise me of this. We actually won a case recently here in Ohio in a small municipal court where the attorney was specifically asked by the client on a domestic violence plea, will I lose my gun rights? And the attorney said no. And we got the judge to overturn that conviction based on ineffective counsel, because the attorney told him that. So I would just tell the listeners, in whatever state you're in, any type of criminal proceeding, if guns are important to you, make that clear to the attorney right away.
And more than likely, seek an attorney out who specializes in and is aware of these issues. You're out there, right? Where can people go to find those attorneys?
We are out there. My website is munitionsgroup.com. We have an array of attorneys across the country that help us. USCCA, I believe, has a list of attorneys, our legal advisory board, or attorneys from across the country. I serve on that board. The NRA has got the Civil Defense Fund, which has got a laundry list of attorneys that are really, really not educated in this issue. So those are three really good resources I would recommend people look to.
Yeah, and the USCCA, now one of the biggest, and you serve on the advisory board, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, very, very important. I push this all the time. You know, I'm going to start with this because I want to – let me change topic. The best thing to do is, as you said, you know, make sure you're marrying the right person. Well, sometimes that's not always possible. Sometimes we find out later that she's an Ohio State fan or something like that, you know. And we didn't know that at the time because she knew we were Michigan fans. I'm kidding. But the fact of the matter, sometimes we can't – sometimes that – it just doesn't work that way. And I think really that one of the takeaways that I refer back to all the time is there are bad people. There are bad – there's a bad person of every walk of life and profession in this country in jail, and there are bad people who aren't in jail that do bad things, and maybe you've met them. The best thing to do is keep your eyes open to that and understand that bad people exist. Don't walk around with blinders, okay? That's the first thing. Understand bad people do bad things, and yes, these things can happen to you. So prepare in advance for this, like as Derek was just saying. If these things matter to you and you find yourself in a situation, make sure you have the right attorney for the conditions and that that attorney is well aware of the importance of these things to you and your life. All right. One thing that you wanted to talk about, and I'm glad we're getting ready to go here in the next segment, which will be the last one, and that is when should you pull a firearm? Derek, I pulled a firearm on two people back in 2002 at a traffic light at an intersection who were attempting to get into the vehicle off of my front left bumper and then turned their attention towards me. I decided at that moment in time that I was going home, and I was going to go home at their expense, and I was going to go home to be with my two-week-old daughter and my wife. It's that simple. My firearm, no doubt in my mind, saved my life. I did not have to pull the trigger. After the light changed, the whole thing disappeared, and poof, off it went, as if it had never occurred. Thankfully, I know from speaking to the right people that I was lawful under the state, under the laws in the state of Florida. I've written about it in my book, my first book, Lessons from Armed America, and I've talked about it, you know, on national television and on this radio program for years. But, Derek, I didn't have to pull the trigger, brother. Had I pulled that trigger, even as much as a life-changing experience it was for me not having to pull the trigger, boy, it would have really changed my life if I did have to pull the trigger, right? And you find people who pull guns all the time in situations where maybe they shouldn't have and wind up having to need your services?
Yeah, most of the self-defense cases I have are when people are charged when it's a very gray draw, you know, and whether or not they should have pulled the gun. I had two in the recent months where both people were prosecuted, got one of them dismissed, and then one of them currently is getting ready to go to trial on a very serious felony, felonious assault, looking at 11 years in prison. The guy has absolutely no criminal record whatsoever. Just because he probably, according to the prosecutor at least, should not have pulled that firearm. Our position obviously is very different than that. But what I tell my students and my clients is look, train, and then when you think you're trained enough, you got to train some more.
All right, Derek, stop right there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to pick right up from there because you said very serious charges. I want to pick up with that felonious assault and 11 years in prison, looking at that now because he pulled that firearm. When we come back, we'll wrap up with Derek DeBrosse right now. Fascinating conversation. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
All right. Welcome back to the final segment of the show. Derek, I was joking. Derek DeBrouse, the attorney that I'm talking with from Ohio. Derek, I was joking with you about being a Michigan fan. I should tell you that I was actually born in Cincinnati, and I have a ton of family in Dayton and Cleveland, and I say ton. My mother has 15, she's one of 16 kids, and I think I've got like 80 to 90 first cousins on my mom's side of the family. They all live in and around Dayton. So when I tell you I'm a Michigan fan, you know, that fan thing slides both ways. But
I'm actually
either way.
I'm originally from the Dayton area. So
yeah. My wife is from the Dayton area too. So I have a lot of family. My in-laws live up there. I know the area very well. All right, so let's go here. And I thank you for being here too, by the way. Let's go here. What you just touched on is a question that I ask a number of the attorneys that practice this type of law in this area of the law. And I'm going to ask again. It might be redundant if you're a listener to the program, but you might get a different response. That's why I want to hear this. So you're representing a client. We don't need to go into all the details, but you've got a man who, I assume it's a man, facing 11 years of his life behind bars, very serious felony charges. It's life-destroying. It's done. If that were to happen to me, I would consider my life over. It's as simple as that. I don't know how I would ever survive that. So that goes to the heart here, the core of when to pull that firearm, knowing when to pull that firearm. Because I can promise you that this individual, and you correct me if I'm wrong, thinks like this: I'm the good guy, man. How do they not know I'm the good guy? This can't be happening to me. Is that common? Do you see that?
I see it a lot. And like I was trying to say before we took a break, a lot of it I find just from a lack of training. You know, in a lot of situations, I see a lot of people pull firearms where they should have just called the police, to be quite frank with you.
Right.
Not put themselves in that situation. But that's not always the case. You know, life is not black and white. It's very gray. Attorneys operate in the gray. All the cases I take are generally in the gray, and it's my job to try and convince the jury that my client wears the white hat in that situation. But you don't want to put yourself in that situation if you can avoid it.
Well, that's the key. That right there is the ultimate takeaway. The best way to win a gunfight is to avoid the damn thing at all costs and leave. So your advice would be the same advice I've been giving out for years. When you see something, when someone isn't going to die right now, be the best witness you can be, correct? And make that phone call that you have to make. And if you're carrying a firearm in particular, remove yourself from that situation if safe to do so. Is that good advice?
Absolutely. I mean, situational awareness is number one. I mean, having been in combat myself, I know what it's like to be in combat. Don't want to do it. What I see a lot mostly, and I might get some pushback from your listeners, is mostly males in their 30s and early 40s. They like to pull that firearm because I don't know why. Maybe it's a testosterone thing, but they pull that firearm thinking they're going to defuse a situation that doesn't need to be defused with a firearm. And now they find themselves in hot water where they're paying me tens of thousands of dollars to fix the problem. And again, I think it comes from a lack of training. They take that 8-hour course, they get that license, they think, well, I'm good to go. I don't have to go back.
There you go.
No need to train anymore. And this is what happens. This is where you end up now. And it's costing you, you know, tens of thousands of dollars now.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it might get a little bit off track here, but I think I've got to go here because you just mentioned that in the state of Georgia, we are not required to take a state-mandated training course. And the reason that we don't, and we don't push for it, and we fight against it when every Democrat in the legislature tries to bring it up every year, and the reason we win all the time, is for what the very reason you just mentioned. And that is the guy takes or that gal takes that 8-hour class, and they think, oh, I'm trained in a firearm. They're not. And what we have found over the years is most responsible gun owners are just that, responsible. They buy a firearm. They seek additional training. And that's where it lies. Our goal is to push people to seek more training. Firing at that little pie plate at 15 feet in Florida, three shots after the guys took your $35 at a gun show, okay, and taught you how to fill the forms out and cross your T's and dot your I's, is not training. And I want to make that very, very clear. Because now you're looking at down here what you're talking about, felonious assault would be maybe more common of, you know, aggravated assault with a firearm or something like that. You're looking up to 20 years in the slammer here.
Yeah.
It's That's a life call, sentence, brother.
Is what I call a false positive. It creates this notion in our mind that, oh, I'm trained now. And I always tell my students at the beginning of the class, this does not qualify you to carry a firearm. If you think you're going to take this class, my class, and leave here and carry a firearm, never train again, you're out of your mind. It's just dangerous.
What in the last 2 minutes that we have here with you, last 3 minutes we have with you, very, very compelling stuff. Take it. Tell Armed American Radio listeners in hundreds of cities around the country what you think as an attorney. Hey, I'm here giving out free advice right now. I don't want you to meet me and have to pay me tens of thousands of dollars. How do I avoid it?
Train. And training is not only tactical training. It's physical training, it's emotional training, spiritual training. I see a lot of people hesitate when it comes time to pull that gun because they have not addressed their moral issues with it. Psychologically trained, too. I mean, do everything you can to prepare yourself for that moment. I was blessed with being in the military, and everybody has that blessing in their lives, so I know how I react. Most people don't. Make sure you train, and make sure you have an attorney ready at hand, for the love of God. Get an attorney now. Get to know them. We offer free concealed carry consultations to our concealed carry holders just so they can get to know me in case they need to hire me.
Okay, and you're not talking about somebody giving you $2,500 a pop or whatever, holding you on retainer. You're talking about get to know me. God forbid you need me. I'm going to be here for you. And I understand this area of the law, right? Let's make that clear. It's not going to cost people money up front, right?
Right. I mean, not in my office. And most attorneys, by and large, would give you a free consultation. I give a free 30-minute consultation. And we just have a conversation. You ask me questions about my background. And, you know, I'm from a small town. So, you know, we always had a good attorney, good mechanic, good barber, right? That sort of thing. So just come to the office and just have a chat.
Yeah, and good accountant, too. You know, hopefully
right.
You know, you get to know somebody in one of these professions. Honestly, it is great advice, man. It really is just great daily life advice. And hope to God, no offense, and I'm sure you know that, you know, you'll probably say none taken, but I don't want to have to use you for this. I've got other things I want to spend my money on, you know, and I don't want to spend it on you.
We'll help you buy a machine gun. You can hire me to do that.
Ah, see, because now you're talking about that area, though. So here's where I'm going to get you on live radio. Great conversation with you. Never enough time. There is never enough time. I could keep you for 3 hours, and it isn't enough time. You promised to come back. I'm going to put you on the spot on live radio across the country. You promised to come back and continue the conversation with us. A lot of fun.
100%. Yeah, if any time, just go ahead and give me a call, shoot me an email.
What's the email again? Or what, give me the website again. Where can people find you? Columbus, Ohio, Salem Radio. You're listening up there. Where can people find you in the state of Ohio if they need you?
Yeah, we're based out of Columbus, Ohio. Our direct office line is 614-326-1919 or at munitionsgroup.com.
That would probably be the easiest thing to do, munitionsgroup.com. If you would, give the phone number out one more time.
Yeah, 614-326-1919.
Okay, great stuff. Very powerful stuff. Derek DeBrosse, thank you very much, brother. I appreciate it. Looking forward to bringing you back on. We'll reach out to you by email through USCCA Law and get you scheduled in an upcoming segment in the next 4 to 6 weeks, if that's okay.
That'll work.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it and appreciate everything you do in support of law-abiding, responsible gun owners and being out there and having everybody's back, man. Golly, God knows, you know, in today's environment, as much as I hate to say it, you guys, man, are so valuable. We have to have you out there, and thank you for everything you do, okay? I can't leave that out. Thanks for your service to the country as well.
Yeah,
Derek DeBrosse.
No worries. Yep.
All right. Powerful stuff. We close out this hour of Armed American Radio. Timing was perfect. I hope you enjoyed the program. Legal ease. You're going to be hearing me talk to the attorneys more and more. This is really, I say it's fun because it is fun to have these conversations, but gosh darn it, take a pen and a paper, write this stuff down, commit it to memory. If you carry a firearm for self-defense, please, please walk through the scenarios in your head that you heard me talk about in hour one with Rob Pincus. Walk through the scenarios you heard me talk about, the real-life things that happened in hour two with A.W.R. Hawkins that he writes about, and for gosh sakes, pay attention to what you hear from the attorneys in the third hour of the program. You don't want to find yourself in this situation, okay? Remember, in the meantime, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. And tomorrow, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, I'm going to see you on the radio.
Just build your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.